News, I'm Joe Palca. The Turkish currency, the lira, has strengthened slightly on global markets, but tensions between the U.S. and Turkey continue with Ankara raising tariffs on a number of U.S. imports and the Trump administration warning of more economic pressure if Ankara refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Donald Trump wants the matter resolved.
Certainly the president has a great deal of frustration on the fact that Pastor Brunson is not been released, as well as the fact that other U.S. citizens and employees of diplomatic facilities have not been released. And we're going to continue to call on Turkey to do the right thing and release those individuals.
A White House official is quoted as saying, if no progress is seen in the next few days or for a week, there could be further action. Turkey increased tariffs on a variety of U.S. imports, including cars, coal, tobacco, and cosmetics. Meanwhile, U.S. Chargé d'Affaires Jeffrey Hovenier met with Brunson Tuesday.
We continue our call on Turkish authorities that with regard to his case, as well as the case of the other unjustly detained Americans and the Turkish national employees of the U.S. diplomatic mission, that their cases be resolved, that they be resolved without delay and in a fair and transparent manner.
A Turkish court Wednesday rejected Brunson's appeal to be released from nearly 2 years of detention on charges related to the failed 2016 coup. The Democratic Republic of Congo is using an experimental vaccine to counter the latest outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus that has claimed more than 40 lives in the northern Kivu and Ituri provinces in the east. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the World Health Organization General Director.
This is a very dangerous enemy, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to follow 24/7. And we need to be very flexible in changing the way we tackle.
This is VOA News. In Genoa, Italy, firefighters search for survivors and bodies after a motorway bridge collapse, killing 38 people.
È un po' come
Luca Carri, a firefighter spokesman, said it is like working after an earthquake. Rescuers are dealing with piles of imposing masses of rubble. A 50-meter-high section of the bridge crashed down with as many as 35 vehicles on it. Several survivors are in critical condition.
They should remain calm and vigilant.
London's Mayor Sadiq Khan exhorting citizens to be careful in the wake of yesterday's near tragedy. A man, British media said, is 29-year-old Sudanese native and British citizen Saleh Khatter, deliberately drove a car into pedestrians and cyclists Tuesday morning before ramming into security barriers outside the Parliament building. Three people were injured. The driver is in custody.
Well, the police are by law to detain a subject who's been arrested for a number of hours, for a number of days actually, with permission from the court. We know the police have undertaken not simply interviews of the suspect, but also various raids. We'll have to wait and see how the investigation takes its course.
In March of last year, Khalid Massoud killed four people on nearby Westminster Bridge and stabbed an unarmed police officer to death before being shot dead. Israel has reopened a key crossing point to Gaza to allow commercial goods in as the border region remains quiet. The ban was imposed last month after militants sent incendiary balloons into southern Israel. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis promoted closer strategic ties with Brazil on Tuesday during a stop in Rio de Janeiro.
The United States is thinking long-term in Latin America. In Brazil, we recognize the success and the security of future generations depends on how well we together build trust at every level with our Western Hemisphere allies and our partners today.
Without mentioning China, it appears it is an effort to counter Beijing's growing influence in Latin America. Speaking to military cadets at the country's senior war college, Mattis referred to Brazil as a hemispheric neighbor whose values we share politically. Others, he said, cannot say the same. The Midwest state of Nebraska Tuesday carried out its first execution in more than 20 years and for the first time did so using a lethal injection on its longest-serving death row inmate, Kerry Moore, convicted of killing two taxicab drivers in 1979. Scott Frakes is with the state's Department of Correctional Services.
The first of four substances were administered at 10:24 a.m. The Lancaster County coroner produced Moore's time of death at 10:47 a.m.
It is the first time Nebraska used the drug fentanyl. It has been used in electrocution in a handful of cases in the 1990s. Joe Palca, VOA News.
And broadcast. It's today's exclusive.